Marianne Haywood came back from work one sweltering afternoon to find a vision of feminine sexiness sitting in the kitchen, having a cup of tea with Johnny. The woman was perched on a stool by the table, mug between both hands, legs crossed, short skirt riding up above her knees, and with an air of someone who did this every day. "Oh," said Marianne, surprised to the point of forgetting her manners and standing gawping, conscious of how dishevelled she was by comparison.
"This is Charmaine, love," said Johnny, without any apparent concern. "She's covering Rosie's maternity leave."
Johnny was head of geography and geology at Cedarwood High School, and although it was not far from where they lived, this was the first time he had brought anyone home unexpectedly. Marianne tried to smile, but her head was spinning and her stomach churned as if possessed by snakes. Charmaine was the sort of woman you didn't want to find your husband alone with, even if all they were having was a cup of tea. She was about 30, blonde and curvaceous, and heavily made up. Marianne was thinking, "Tarty cow," which was a trifle unfair, but she knew this was the look men couldn't help acting on. It was the look that turned their heads and had them driving into lampposts. No wedding ring either, and she was going to be working with her husband for 6 months. Johnny was still a very attractive man. He was lean and rangy, and hadn't acquired the almost requisite beer gut of the over 40s. He kept in shape with his walking and weekly games of badminton, and although he never made a show about being interested in clothes, he was always well-pressed and coordinated. He had a certain je ne sais quoi, together with a sense of humour that made women flock to be in his company. His hair was slightly less luxuriant than it had been, but it was still charmingly longer than the current popular style, and gave him a continental, cavalier air that made him stand out in a crowd. More than this, his intense blue eyes and captivating smile still shone just as they had done when they first met, many years ago when they were still at school. Marianne believed there was no question Ms. Rosie replacement would be impressed, and in seconds the bindweed of jealousy began to twist and wind around her heart.